back live on internet radio through BBS. Thank you for bringing this show live over the internet, BBS. Another Monday evening episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona. Time will tell, but we will do tonight. Today it is July the 8th, 2019. We had another person join in here on the call. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hello, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome to you, Terry. Thank you very much for being here.
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, everybody.
And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. So every time you hear a ding, that's another person joining in live on the call. Can you hear me well, Terry?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
BBS could not hear either one of us, Terry.
BBS can't hear us?
No.
Could they hear Heist?
But they had a hard time hearing me, but right now we are live on BBS, so I hope that we will be heard online.
Good. Yes.
Two more people joining in here on the call. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Barb from...
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Barb from Northeast Ohio.
Hi,
Barb.
I'm Barb from Ohio. Welcome, Barb.
Somebody else there?
And Jeannie is here, and Terry Brown is here.
Okay.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Jeannie.
I died.
Sorry about yesterday, guys.
What happened yesterday?
Okay. USA beat Netherlands.
Oh,
yeah. That was a pretty good game.
Hi, sister.
Somebody else tuned in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Hello, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, really good.
All right.
Real clear.
Okay. Okay, good.
I went to the dentist today, and I learned about a new thing they have. They can make a new cap for a tooth right there. And they have a device that they scan the tooth.
Hmm.
That sounds like music.
I welcome the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Hello,
Roger.
Roger. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Roger.
They have laser scanners now. They can figure out how it's designed just about anything. Use a 3D printer.
Yeah, they do.
They
have a 3D printer.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's 3D printer. Print the tooth.
Yeah, to print the tooth.
Oh.
The new
cap. Wow. We had another anonymous caller join up. Welcome.
So did you get that done, Terry?
I did. And it was beautiful. It's like being in the middle of Alice in Wonderland. It's like with that beautiful music as it scans the different frequencies. They scan not only the tube, but they scan the bottom so that they can make everything fit perfectly.
Welcome to the future, Terry.
Yeah. We had two more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to you, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank
Jennifer.
You. Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
And who else?
Hello?
Hello, there's another person joining you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Well, hello, how are you? This is Abby Bright from the desert. Hi.
Hi,
doing
Abby.
Well, Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Thank
Hi,
you
Abby.
For being here.
It's Lynn in
and
Sedona.
There's an Abby.
Yes?
Hello, Ben from Sedona. Welcome.
Hi, Ben.
I was going to say if there's an... I was going to say if there's an Abby, there has to be a Debbie.
Yep, well, I'm so happy. Guess what? We got our car back. When?
Oh, you
Wonderful.
Did? Where was it?
Yeah, well, somebody stole it with all Royal's tools in it, but he's got his car back today. It's amazing.
Back?
Yes, a good car.
Did,
now it's back.
Now,
did he
get his tools?
What?
Did he get his tools back?
No, tools are all gone. Whoever took it, you know, had a ball with his neatly kept tools, including power tools that were, never mind. It's okay. The car is important.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was in a weird neighborhood on in this area parked, and it was just delivered, and somebody called him from the wrecking yard. He had to pay like $230 to get it out. And it's amazing that it's sound, and it's been gone a week, 7-8 days, but it's back. I mean, you can't live in this society without a car. You know, it's
right.
Impossible.
So, not where you live.
So whoever took it abandoned it, right?
Whoever took it, what? Did what?
They abandoned it.
Yeah, it was on a street. It was on a street that's... there's a couple of streets that are not too swift in this area before you go down the hill, down the little mountain. There's this...
Mm-hmm.
I know the area. But it was just there, and somebody... the police knew about it, and it got impounded or whatever. And, the people took it to the wrecking yard to get picked up. Just today, this morning.
I'm glad you got it.
So am I. I'm so happy for him because he won't be in such a bad temper. You know, he's a mechanic and he knows how to take care of things better than himself.
Yes.
Anyway, enough said. Enough said. I'm so glad.
Did they steal your license plates, too?
Pardon?
Did they steal your license tags? Did they steal a license tag, too?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it yet. He's out buying bird food and a few essentials that we need. I can't live without bird food.
Usually when the police find an abandoned car, they look at the license tag, they look up the owner.
I don't know that stuff. The woman at the wrecking yard called him. It's on record somehow that this vehicle is stolen, you know. I don't know those
details.
All right,
we had two more people join in. I welcome you folks. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
Dr. Art Hansen, Virginia.
Welcome,
Hi, Dr.
Mr. Hansen.
Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Yeah. Hey.
Another person joined in. Feel free to say a name and location. We welcome you. Well, thank you for being here. And I welcome everyone on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And the next person calling in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, and everybody. This is Anna Bedwewa.
Hello,
hi,
Anna from Wa.
Hi, Anna.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
What are we going to do tonight, Wynn?
I got my plans, but I gotta keep it secret.
Not very long.
For another 50 minutes?
No. Well, if I say what I'm going to do, then I might get constrained, okay? And I'll be trying to fit everything. Oh, Wynn said this was going to be about this, okay?
Yeah. Don't define it.
And then I don't want an obstacle like that.
I remain in suspense.
You'll find out sooner or later.
I'll remain in suspenders.
This is Anna. Is it possible that somebody has the replay number for this call?
Yes. Are you ready for it, Anna?
Yes, I am.
It is 712.
Yes.
770.
Yes.
5601.
Yes. And the same PIN code, 172746 pound. Yes?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much, Ice.
You're welcome. Well,
hello, Wanda.
Well, Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hello.
Hello.
Saskatchewanian. How are you doing?
Good.
All right.
I'm trying to.
Sorry for not getting back to you on Saturday. I was working Saturday, and I didn't have the phone number handy.
Yeah. Do you have the phone number tonight?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
No, here you go. Are you ready?
Okay.
Actually, I'm saying I have it. This is for the Saturday call. I think I have the old number on it.
Yeah, the number I had, I had a number, and I tried. I told you that, right? I could get
it. The Saturday call is a 712 number, also, I believe, right?
Hi.
Yeah, I got
712.
Yes, go ahead, Don, if you have it.
Go ahead, Don.
Is it Jeannie?
I have it. 712-770-5605.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, did you log into the console? Excuse me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Anna, the code for that is... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You got the code?
Yeah, I have it. The code is 413-226. You're very welcome.
I don't know why I can't log into the console. Terry?
Yeah.
I think my computer has a case of Terryitis.
Yeah, my computer's been doing everything wrong. Like I touch something and the screen disappears and something else comes up that I never even saw before.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
How are you feeling today?
My body feels like it's been run over by a truck. But other than that, I'm good.
Oh, well. I mean, the good news is you didn't get run over by a truck. It just feels that way.
Oh, yeah.
A little pain there.
Abby, maybe it was your truck.
What was that? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I'm reading a fascinating book by Clive James.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit antisocial. Please forgive me for not hearing every word that was just mentioned.
That's okay. You'll just miss it. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sort of resting. You know, I've been very exhausted. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why the rabbit went into the refrigerator?
No.
Why? Because it was a Westinghouse.
A Westinghouse or a resting house?
A Westinghouse.
I don't get it. I'm too dumb to understand simple jokes. Please forgive me.
Well, we forgive you. Don't say it. Just we forgive you.
I'm glad to hear your voice, Heist. You're such a sweet man. I'd love to meet you someday.
Yeah,
and all the people on the call.
And you know what?
What?
It's like one of the principles in our spiritual work is forgiveness. And you make sure we all exercise that.
We make sure that all what?
Never mind, I'm muting everybody.
Well, maybe I'm hard of hearing. I once had a hearing test, and I'm okay, but something I didn't get.
However, you are forgiven, Abby. No worries.
Okay. Just curiosity, does anybody here on the line ever hear these little clicking noises in their ear? Like that little, and I was concerned, and I was told there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I have them, and what it is for me is that the eustachian tube is a tube that runs between the ear and the mouth, and it is opening up and letting pressure equalize.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. That's better than the trained guy who I went to see. Said. It makes more sense. But I thought, oh my God, they got me. The bad guys are implanted in my head. I was scared. You know, I thought, something's not right here. Why is that happening? Maybe I'm being used in some horrible way. My imagination naturally ran away with itself. So.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. It's natural.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Terry, I'd like to thank you for looking in on my friend Mario yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe it helped him just a little bit.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, you're welcome.
Well, thank you for looking in on him and having Terry join you.
It's such an awesome thing. I have no words to even describe how it feels to be able to do this for, you know, friends of mine and people that I know. It's like they come to me and they tell me because they want me to put people in on the list and stuff. So
That's nice.
We just got to get them on the calls. So I'm kind of like the little ghost whisperer in my little group, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Right. But
this
thank you very, very much.
Recorded.
You're welcome.
Okay, I haven't muted you all, but we're recording. So this is June 16th. No, it's 6/16, but it's July 8th. God, I wish I could tell the difference between the time and the date, right? All right. So this is our Monday Seat of the Pants call, and I thought, you know, I thought I would share something. You know, this group is evolving really fast. It's evolving. The group energy is getting more cohesive, and everyone's kind of understanding it instead of hearing it and saying, I wonder what that is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right. And I do believe I could say that it's a manifestation of Christ consciousness or the Christ energy that makes us also lovable, okay? Except for me, of course. I have to stay above the being lovable to do it. Is that funny?
Yes, it is funny.
It is kind of true. It's kind of true. Because, you know, on the human side, I like the feeling of being loved. But to be a leader or to be, you know, creating trailblazing, it's trailblazing. Because, you know, I get the idea, I'm doing something that
hasn't been done before. I have to learn how to do it, and I have to stay one step ahead of the, what shall we call them? The people that are walking the trail, okay? If I slow down, the people that are walking on the trail will walk over me. So I have to be one step ahead, and then I have to have the vision to see what's coming. And, of course, I really get stuck. I ask them. But, you know, if you kind of get it, like Terry and I both are, and actually you too, you may not realize this, but maybe you do, we are all like co-creating with our sources. It's a co-creation. And I thought I would talk today, and don't make noise because I haven't muted you yet, you know, about the idea of karma.
You're saying I'll...
What's that? I'm fading out?
I think it was background noise. I muted her.
Thank you. Keep an eye on that while we talk. I mean, everybody knows what karma is. Perhaps. How many of you know what karma is?
Yeah.
We're all scared to say
those
it. Those
are outside
your ass.
You're scared to say it.
Consequence. I've heard a lot of different theories about what it is, so I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like payback, maybe.
Payback.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, because karma is it comes back whatever you did that was an offense to someone else comes back
it's
to you.
Like,
and you have to experience it from the other side.
So generally, it's a Western view, but I've heard like a Hindu version of different than that, but I don't quite remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a little less judgmental.
Well, some people would say the Bible talks about karma when it was as you reap, so you shall sow, right?
Right.
Yeah. You get what you give.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or you also get. Yeah.
Well, if you're a Catholic and you go to confession, your karma's wiped out. Ha!
Good luck on
you. You know what I mean?
If you believe that.
The Catholics don't even believe it. Catholics don't even believe in karma.
No.
They don't believe in anything.
Verbal masturbation for bad deeds done. Oh, I can get away with it if I go confess to my priest. You
That's
see?
Really absurd.
And the priests, they don't care. They do all those, some of them anyway, do some naughty deeds with blah, 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 blah.
No, they're really human.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I thought there was a great license plate sticker. Christians aren't perfect, but they're constantly forgiven.
That's a great one. That's
correct.
Did you see that while you were driving and somebody had it in front of you with the stoplight?
No, I had a little miniature license plate with that on it.
Okay.
That was a good one. That was a great one.
But, you know, how many of you think still have karma?
Me.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm trying to get rid of mine. It's not working with me, though, Wim. I'm trying.
How many of you experience hitting your head against the same obstacles over and over again and say, why is that there? Why is that obstacle there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. 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 You have to change your patterns, though. And you have to be aware of the patterns as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am my biggest obstacle.
Right. I think we all are, aren't we? Because if we weren't, we'd all be perfect. Because we know what the right thing is.
How many of you are married? How many of you are married and think your spouse is your biggest obstacle?
Okay, who said this? To err is human, to forgive is divine.
Yes.
Human foibles, you know?
Yeah.
To make a mistake, but to forgive is divine. Does that go up? Maybe that would be a good question for the Elohim. What do they think about human foibles in 3D?
It's all part of experience here.
I'm sure they've spent a trillion years forgiving us.
And they picked you as the great savior because they're talking through you and Terry. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
They're doing us a great favor?
What?
Did you say they're doing us a great favor?
Well, in a sense, yes. By communicating with you and Terry, they're passing down their wisdom. And that's amazing stuff. I'm believing it.
Maybe we're doing them a great favor.
Okay. Ask them that. Oh, that would be juicy to listen to that answer.
Well, you know what?
It is true because all is one.
All is one. That's right. That's right.
I mean, as soon as you get into hierarchy, let's look at the idea of karma a little bit, because theoretically, we should all be able to clear our karma right now. Okay. And why do we have karma, and how can we clear it right now? Let's understand what it is. First of all, it's not God punishing you, okay?
Thank you.
But they might make an exception in your case, Abby.
Oh, I'm ready to go to Karma School 101.
Now, can I just be clear about that?
I was a samurai in another life, so I know I killed some people with great gusto. Isn't that awful? But for a good cause, mind you. I was a samurai, so there.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
No.
Hey, Wynn, could you consider karma that you, when you come back, that you are given experiences to learn a lesson from something or your behavior
wait, you know what? Don't think, in my opinion, instead of saying you're given experiences to learn a lesson, okay, I would say you give yourself experiences to learn a lesson, okay?
Exactly.
Let's look at it a moment and look at all is one. We know that's true. I don't think anyone here is going to dispute that.
What does that mean, all is one? I don't understand that. Do you?
You haven't read the raw material, have you?
Uh-uh. No.
It's too scholarly for me. I'm a kind of a lowlife here. I don't know how to read that.
Abby, read
what? Abby
is book.
It's very important for you. Yeah, it's very important, Abby, that you get to know about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Carla Rucker,
Abby,
called Living the Law of One, and it's very readable.
Yeah.
Very good book.
It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Very easy.
You know, I would say, you know, given the high aspect of our sources, and given you're believing that it's real, and given that you know that this is an extremely rare opportunity to have discovered us and for us to have discovered you, and then you don't take advantage of everything because the material changes you. It really does. And, you know, if you just come in because you think we're having this fun party, you know? Abby's ears are popping. You keep her quiet. Who
well,
is
what's
that?
Wrong with having a good time while you're learning something wonderful? I think that's it's this. All of you folks are generous with your love and laughter. I mean,
I'm not saying you shouldn't have a good time. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like a good time. Suddenly, you know, people can miss the greater part of the opportunity. Okay. And the greater opportunity is to have this leap, quantum leap, in your own evolutionary process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That it's very hard to find that opportunity in this realm.
Esther Hicks says that it's all about how you feel and feeling good.
Well,
and that puts you in a vibrational rate that is closer to what's in your vortex. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it's not such a big. You don't have to make paradigm shifts every time. You make jumps, but you've been dealing with change.
Yeah, but you know what?
Paradigm shift
people,
of it all.
People care. Don't have switches to say, click, I feel good now. Hi, guys.
No, but that's what she's suggesting, that yes, you can. And if you get in that energy, because it's all about energy, it's not what you feel good about or whatever, it's just that you do. And it puts you, when you talk about going downstream or whatever, and you jump into this, you know, you're not going upstream. You're going in closer and to the easiest path, or she says something like that. I don't know. But anyway,
you got the choice. You got the choice to either look to a horror movie or to a romance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I wanted to say, Abby, if you can hear me, I have this new headset. You can listen to The Law of One on YouTube for free and have somebody just talk to you. You know, you can.
Okay.
All 106 lessons, I believe it is, are on there. And just YouTube search Love One.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to comment, is all you have to do is feel good, da-da-da-da-da, right? I want to make a comment to that. And that is, most people don't face their karma or their deepest, what's sometimes it's called the dark night of the soul. Most people will not face it until their shit hits the fan, until they're pinned against the wall, until there's no other place to go but to deal with it. Okay? And if you just
and isn't that the learning that you can about something good and think about something good about whatever it is you're thinking something bad about, because if you're thinking about something good, your next thought will be about something good rather than something bad.
Well, I don't think you understood what I said. I said, okay, as I see it, we all have stored patterns in ourselves. And the stored patterns, when they come up, they create a lot of pain for most people. And most people will not let their stored patterns come up until their shit hits the fan.
But ultimately, it's about letting them go, isn't it?
That's theoretical. Wait until it hits you, and you have to deal with it.
I'm 80 years old.
I'm sorry. The way you let it,
The way you let it go is you have to let them surface. And letting them surface is very painful because you have to experience it. It's like experiencing the things you did in the past. Even if you don't remember it, they come up as negative feelings in yourself. And people avoid having that experience because they don't want to go through the pain because they want to feel good, right?
Oh, but they are experiencing, for you to talk about it, they are experiencing that. And it's how to not go there. And
well, no,
I don't know.
They're not experiencing it. Most people...
No, that's what you're talking about, the hits. People have all experienced their hits, right? We've all been hit, right? And it's not that we haven't been hit. But it's about not going there and keep going up to get hit.
I mean, when you have a lot of unconscious patterns that you haven't dealt with, it does come up as an experience of being depressed, okay? Or
they're unconscious.
Angry. There's all this energy present. Feeling lonely. But you don't know how to get out of it. You keep circulating the pattern. And you're not dealing
for whatever you feel, the way you feel or the way whatever. And it really, really starts by putting your smile on your face and laughing. Yeah, I mean, because it's all about energy. So what do? Just like these calls, we're all
here because
we get that energy. And what comes out of our mouths and the co-creation, it's on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody open to listening to a very dastardly confession? Are not a personal one about karma, which I experienced many times.
Well, I think it would be good for you to say it. It's your confession.
Yeah, this is real. Up until I would say 30 years ago, I was a thief. I could steal right in front of your nose, and you couldn't see me do it. I wouldn't do it to people, but stores. I felt so deprived and was so poor. I had good taste, and I stole things like film from my camera work. I was a photographer, paper to print on, books. I stole those things, and I never got caught, almost a couple of times, as I talked my way out of it. And I realized, having realized my birth process, why I stole. And I never took anything personal from people or anything, or little shops that were making a living. And this compulsion had the result that instant karma, something bad would happen to me immediately. Something of mine would go missing. And I got it right back in my face. My energy I put out, it was naughty, came right back to get me in the kishkas. In the kishkas in Yiddish means your stomach. And I finally stopped it when I realized why I was doing this after I went back to a rebirth. I experienced my birth. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You know, well, that shows whatever it was going back to your birth. It is about our going back that far.
Yeah.
And,
the Elohim talk about sometimes genetic karma. They don't know if you use the word genetic. Ancestral karma. In other words, there's kind of patterns that pass through families, that pass through races, that pass through cultures. And how to get above all those patterns, which are on top of your own personal patterns. In fact, your own personal patterns are oftentimes connected to the ancestral pattern, okay? You know, but it's kind of like, you know, Abby said, what does it mean that we're all one? It's actually probably more accurate to say, and this is what the Ra Group says, we are distortions in the oneness. The fact that we exist is a distortion. Because if they're all one and there's just nothing, then there's nothing. So you
and
have...
That makes us a distortion. We're a distortion.
We're a distortion. And it's like raising your distortion to a higher level of, if you ever just become one with everything, you're not here anymore, okay?
I think our distortion is like our 3D-ness.
Distortion has a negative connotation that's not really applicable here. It just means
you know what? I'm using the word distortion because that's the word Ra uses.
Has a negative connotation people are mistaking for. Just means a change, an energy change in the source field.
An energy, even the earth is a distortion. The animals are distortions.
Every physical thing is.
That's creation is a distortion. So the thing about it is to be able to live in the duality of the distortion and go back to the oneness, okay? And go back and forth, and particularly in 3D, okay? I mean, even the Elohim, at one time they said this, and this was really striking. They said, well, we just disappear into the oneness and come out of it again, okay? Yeah. All right?
Because the oneness is always there, even though we go off to 2 and 3.
Yeah. And, you know, Terry judges herself for this because she becomes dysfunctional. But she disappears into the oneness. And I don't know. She may object to me saying that, okay? But from my perspective, I'm going to make her comments. From my perspective, she disappears into the oneness. And it's kind of like, knock, knock, is anybody home? And then suddenly the Elohim pops out, right? You see why she can do it? She's a very old soul. And
that's beautiful. That she can do that. It's just amazing.
I'm looking online here, and there's a whole bunch of the Sad Guru. Anybody knows who Sad Guru is? He's got a bunch of little videos on karma that I'm going to check out later. One of them is called Karma is Not the Problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the thing about it is, if you look at the oneness and think of it like a balloon, I don't know if this is a good analogy. I used to think of it this way. And you push in on one side of the balloon, the other side pops out. And then you push in somewhere else, and something else pops out. You know? It's kind of like we are on the balloon, and we are always either pushing in or getting pushed out. You know, one of the things is not to create more karma and process your old karma. The way you don't create more karma is you leave everybody better than you found them, number one.
What? Say that again.
Everyone that crosses your path, you can't do this with everybody, but
no, you do it
as a goal to leave people better than you found them. In other words, people get into relationships all the time to see what they can get out of you, to trick you. Let me get your money. Let me get your body. Let me do this, right? So they're not leaving you. They're creating karma because they're not leaving you better than they found you, okay? When you let someone in your life, and it doesn't mean everybody's always smiling or hugging each other. It just means because they crossed your life path, they left it, and you didn't stay. You didn't stay in connection with them. They're better off. Now, when I was younger, I did this very oftentimes. I did this automatically. Okay. I mean, I would have a business, and I would love training somebody. I would get so it was my to do the business. I had much more motivation in training someone than making money. It kept me motivated. Terry is like that. Terry, are you listening? We're talking about you.
Yeah, what am I like?
Well, first of all, what did you think of when I said you go into the oneness and come out of it again?
Yeah, I go into the oneness and Wayne says, oh, man, there's a bad energy over there. And I say, oh, you know, I haven't even been paying attention.
I mean, it's frustrating for me because when she doesn't always pull out of the oneness when she's needed. Although she...
Yeah.
I'd
like to ask a question if you would like to care to answer. What is it like when you go, if this is the truth and you believe this, what is it like being in the oneness?
Well, let me say from
like no input, no output. It's like
she's not there. She's not there.
Are you meditating in a sense?
That's a lower level of looking at it.
I'm not doing anything.
It's like
kind of gone.
Having I mean, I can tell the experience from the outside of the world. Terry, are you there?
She said something.
Maybe you're resting. Maybe it's a way to regroup your energy.
It is.
But you know what? You keep turning it into human terms that are lower, okay?
Oh, sorry, I am lower. I can't help it. I was born lowercase.
You could say all those things. You can say all those things. And they're true in their own way.
Come on, I'm trying to understand. I prove how ignorant I am. So what?
It's like, okay, it's kind of like from a human side. Sometimes people know me on the human side, right? And then they hear me talking on the calls, and I'm much better when there's the energy present, and I'm much more coherent. And from the human side, when is schizophrenic? It's not like that in real life. But I am when the energy is present. But when it's not, I'm not. I don't walk around spouting wisdom and, you know, doing all this stuff. I'm very apt to be smiling at waitresses a lot, you know.
Waitresses love them.
But, you know, that's part of my track when I was a troubadour. And troubadour had to go in and know nobody. I used to be able to, I can still do this. I haven't done it. I mean, I haven't done it recently. But I love this. I love to go into a strange city and suddenly belong. And I would belong for a month or two or three. And then I'd move to another strange city. It's so exciting. It's like, I'm creating something out of nothing. You know,
I did that in New York City. I went there in Manhattan, and all of a sudden I belonged, and I had more than one person I could stay with, stay here, stay there. They were, like, really nice to me.
That was pretty brave of you.
I grew up in New York City. That's nice.
Yeah.
That you're so trusting and you have such a big aura that people took kindly to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They come
and she
for a while.
You know, the thing about it, and she's innocent, so it's not like she even remembers that she has that, okay, until something happens. And, I mean, it's amazing for me to watch it with Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And
see that.
You know, it's like when she goes into this restaurant. I don't think she ever did this before. You know, people don't like to go into restaurants and eat alone. I like
right.
to. Kelly likes to. But most people think, if I go alone, everyone's going to think I'm lonely and there's something wrong with me because I don't have anybody so to go with. So I don't want to face that, you know. I'll just stay home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
I like to go into restaurants alone. And if I'm in the right space, I can feel my energy permeate the whole restaurant. And I feel like I'm lifting the vibration. And there's been times, Terry and I have both done this, where we go into a restaurant and it's empty or almost no one's in it. And, you know, people drive by restaurants and they're saying, should we stop there? Should we go to the next one? Suddenly, the restaurant is radiating energy out to the street and people suddenly decide, let's go there, right?
Yeah, and it gets really busy.
And it gets really busy. It's good to learn that power to go in and not feel bad about yourself, okay? And
yeah, and pretty soon I made new friends and we're chatting away.
when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey, and I did some of it in Pasadena, and Terry was, we would go into restaurants, and I would read stuff out loud to Terry. I'd read the channelings, but as I read it, this was the very first time I got the idea that they were paying attention to us, that we were they were tuning into us because we were reading that. And this
yeah,
radiance.
And I got that. They started talking to me, and they'd say things like they'd say, oh, you've got too much of Casey's readings in there. You need to put more of the Law of One readings in there, or more David's readings in there between the chapters. They say stuff like that to me.
And I was thinking, is Terry going crazy? You know. But yeah. What happened is that we would sit in a restaurant and do this, and we would, you know, sometimes be there for 6 hours doing
wow.
it, right? And,
oh my goodness.
You know, when we finally got up to leave, the waitresses would say, are you leaving now?
Yeah, they wanted us to stay.
Yeah, because we were lifting the vibration there, okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you all can experiment with these things yourself. And, you know, one way to get through your karma is to get above your karma. And when you do things of high service, you get above your karma. And I don't mean, you know, sometimes people think service means, well, I got to be nice to people, I got to do this, I got to do that. No, I mean, it can look like that. But in fact, when you're doing really high service, you're lifting the vibration and realizing that you can do that. And when you do it, you're not in your karma. You're operating from another level. And then you realize, well, if I do this all the time, I won't have any karma. And then you have to figure out how to make your 3D level work while you're doing that. I remember one time when I was running around playing music everywhere, and I would bring these energies in my sets. I wasn't just playing music. I was bringing interdimensional energy in. And it was amazing when I first had that experience, okay? And one time I got sick, and I was really, really sick. And I went on stage, and I had to perform. And I wasn't going to do it, but I went on stage and did it anyway. And as soon as I started relating to the crowd, I healed right on the spot. Okay?
Nice.
So I'll never forget that, because it looked like I had a temperature and everything was wrong.
Wow.
You know, even a dead person has a temperature.
God, what
a thought. And he stays hot even after he's dead for a while?
Is it room? Maybe at room temperature.
Mm-hmm. Room temperature.
You're talking lower about temperature. A fever.
I'm talking about a fever, right.
Yeah,
a fever.
Different than a temperature.
And I mean, I'm sure Hives, would you mute Abby, please? Her ears are making
go
noise.
Go ahead. Mute me. See if I can. I'm multitasking. I got 150 plants to water. Sorry.
Is that you making all the noise?
I was. I'm not
even looking at the console. I just said, "Whoa, that's Abby's noise." I can tell.
Right? I'm not making noise anymore. I'm finished.
Well, now you see how good that went because I didn't pick a topic. Mm-hmm. If I picked a topic, I would have screwed it up. Well, it is 6:56. It's time to go to Whole Planet Healing. And anyone have any final comment or something that they were burning to say?
Oh, when this conversation, you know, my vision is Zion, a place where no person says I'm ill. Isaiah 33:24. And also in that same verse, it says, for all those who reside therein, their iniquity shall have been forgiven. So there's where we can go and be and be out of karma.
Mm-hmm. You know, the problem
and
is
in
people
fact, probably that, and then thinking in terms of Dharma and being on purpose, that returning to Zion is the Dharma, being on and dealing with the existence, the co-creation of a place as I am.
Is that, from the Bible, what you're quoting from?
Zion, yes.
Yeah.
Isaiah 33:24.
But I don't like to quote from anybody until I have the listen, let me just say, for me, I like to have the experience, and then I realize that says exactly what my experience is, and I get it.
I'm feeling from this conversation.
I read the Bible, years ago, and I said, how do I know whether I can believe this? How do I know if I can believe that? How do I know I can believe this? But then all these statements from Jesus, judge not lest ye shall be judged when two or more are gathered, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I know exactly what all those things meant, you know, from my own experience.
But there's a lot of prophecy in terms of about our experience.
I don't want to go to the prophecy because I don't even trust
that's
the
what Isaiah
in the Bible.
Is, and that's what Zion is. But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about prophecy is we got to go. No more on prophecy. I don't have to unmute you all. If you're listening on VBS, thank you for listening. I hope you got caught up in that. And we're going to Whole Planet Healing. 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250513. 712-770, And I forget. 727-704-340 250-513. And thank you all for sharing and participating. And thank you, Abby.